Good morning. February 14th was St. Valentine's Day, and in this country we have a tradition of sending valentines. Well, when we were children, I remember that we used to get many valentines signed, Guess Who? Well, in recent times, I haven't seen much of that, and the other day someone came to me with a Valentine sign, Guess Who? And this person was anxious to find out who sent this. Well, I wonder how one could find out. One has to just think of their friends and think of people that might send them a Valentine card. Or one might try taking the handwriting to a handwriting analyst and seeing what that person would say. And if you did take a sample of handwriting to a handwriting analyst, you may actually hear something like this.
You have an active, energetic, rather restless nature. You don't like to stay still too long. You like to be doing something most of the time. Well, the only thing I have to say to you is go out and do something most of the time. In addition to a fairly busy life, keep up outside hobbies or interests or have some way of blowing off a little extra steam. You're sincere, optimistic, extravagant, over-generous, are stubborn and can get a little pig-headed and obstinate at times. Now, you should be able to deal with and handle people well. And in anything that you go into, we'd say try to add the handling of people to it. Of course, if you could be specialized, if you had a trade or a profession, you might get a little more satisfaction out of things. But even so, we'd say emphasize the active side of what you're doing and add the handling of people to whatever it is. You're sincere, optimistic, extravagant. I think I mentioned that before. Very good sense of humor. Are stubborn and can get rather pig-headed and obstinate at times. Of course, if you get stubborn at the right time, you'll be all right. Just watch your moods and temperament a bit, and I think you'll hold your own pretty well.
Now, you'd have to decide whether this type of information would be any more helpful in pinpointing the person who sent the Valentine. Now, I asked this handwriting analyst what she could tell from handwriting, if the person's appearance influenced her at all, and what she could tell by the actual writing.
Have you ever had a handwriting where you've disliked the person from what you saw in his handwriting?
Yes, but I try not to let that influence me. In other words, I try to be objective. In other words, I might not like the person from appearance, but I'm not analyzing their appearance. I'm analyzing the writing. And so regardless of my personal feelings, I always try to set that aside, analyze from what I see in the writing. A lot of people who, well, they don't even look as though they had the money to pay for an analysis, and yet I find that they talk 7 and 8 languages and have had extremely good education, maybe not schooling, but education. See, character is not based on actual training. It's based on the natural intelligence, don't you see?
That's one way to find out who might have signed Guess Who on Valentine's Day. See you soon.
Good morning. In the advertising and marketing fields, there is a type of store referred to as the mom-and-pop store. We can see this type of store all over our city. It can be the local stationery, newspaper, and toy store, or the small grocery down the block, or a local hardware store. Generally, the total sales force of a mom-and-pop store consists of, you guessed it, mom-and-pop, and any of the help they can get from their growing children. Occasionally, there is some extra hour help of a young teenager or another man. And these family stores are worked long, long hours. I've heard 2 stories from the moms of these stores, and I'd like to share them with you.
Paul came in, and he asked us to look for, he wanted a toy, then I didn't have it. So he asked what the toy was in the window, and I said, well, I'm out of stock. He says, well, do you mind if I look around? I says, go right ahead. And he looked around and looked around. I was standing behind the register. and I wasn't going to move. And then all of a sudden, I realized that I was going to be held up. I knew right away, so I just stood there, and I had sunglasses on. I had just had an operation on my eyes. So he takes out a gun, and he points it at me. He says, "This is a holdup." He says, "But I'm not going to hurt you." So I opened the register. I stuck my hands in the register where the $5 bills were, and I handed him all the fives, and I said, "Just go." So my little boy came in from school, and luckily he had to go to the bathroom, so he ran in the back of the store. And so after I gave him the money, he said to me, "Lie down on the floor behind the counter." I says, "Oh, no, I'm not doing that." I said, "You just get out of here, because if my child comes out of the bathroom, he's really going to get frightened." And he walked out. He says, "Only don't come out," he says, "because if you do," he says, "I'm going to shoot you." And he ran out.
The next story is from a mom who is 5 feet, 1.5 inches tall, and 70 years of age. And the situation she is telling about happened just about 3 or 4 minutes before I walked into the store.
Well, I stood behind the counter, and I was wiping off a dish. And while I was wiping off the dish, I seen a little fellow in a navy blue suit come in. He came in, and I said, "Yes, sir." He walked up there, and I was just going to push that away my plate. There I seen him walk right out. But I see, my little pat wasn't standing there. So I ran out, and he kept on walking. Once in a while, he would put his left hand on the side, but the right hand he kept up. I says, "That fella took something, that little pat." So I ran after him for about 2.5 blocks. And just before I approached him, I seen him lift. He was admiring his steak. And he lifted the cover. And I ran to him. I grabbed him by the collar. I says, "Where did you get this pot?" He handed it over to me without any argument and said, "I'm sorry." Well, how I felt, I thought I dropped it. I was running. And my heart was just in my mouth. But I had plenty of people there, so I wasn't scared. No.
Well, I found out that that woman's little pot that she ran to protect cost $10.50. I think there is a real bravery in these women, and I'll say see you soon.
Good morning. The Christmas Eve concert, folk music concert, at Carnegie Hall or Town Hall has been a tradition in our city for the last almost 25 years. And today I'd like to play a section of a concert from 1952. This was a Weavers Christmas Eve concert at a town hall in 1952. And here are two songs from that concert.